One of the earliest merge channel features was buy online, return to store. For shoppers who are near to a store and who hate repackaging purchases, it's a very attractive capability. It's much less attractive, though, for a chain that does a lot of customized inventory. If the community around, say, a store in Los Angeles doesn't like a particular style of shoe, that store may choose to not carry it. What happens when an LA shopper who purchased it online returns that shoe to the store? The store can ship it to a store where it can sell, but shoe styles don't last very long. And those are very expensive days in transit. The store can try and sell it at a discount, but with today's margins, that's not very compelling. Michelle Tinsley, director of transactional retail with Intel and a former retailer herself, recently chatted with Storefront Backtalk Radio about strategies to support merge channel and keep inventory managers happy.
In a perfect world, I think what would happen in that example is the return that comes back is accepted because, again, the customer views that brick-and-mortar location as the today's face of that retailer, but tomorrow it may be the online presence on their cell phone. So they need to kind of uphold that brand image, take the return, but then, and again, in this merged world, allow any location in that nationwide retailer to see those shoes now bonused back into inventory and sell those very quickly and ship it from that location. So even though it was returned to a bricks and mortar store, which is not typically a warehouse location, let it be seen in those warehousing systems so that the next order that comes in over the internet or from a store in Cincinnati gets placed from that store in, say, California. And I know that sounds easy and simple and logical, but I know from a system standpoint, it's very tricky to do. I know from just my own experience at Intel that large enterprise systems, they purposefully keep inventory caches, you know, under lock and key and with limited access for people to view and see because they don't want theft and things happening. So we need to find a way that we could do this in a secure fashion, but again, enable that seamless visibility of inventory. I think you need to flip it on its problem. Instead of saying, I've got the inventory in the wrong place, say, well, I've just got to open up the inventory to where the next demand signal is coming from. And if that next demand signal is coming from, if it's a pair of boots and you've been returned to LA, but now you're getting a new order out of Rochester, New York, ship the boots from LA to the customer in Rochester, New York, instead of fulfilling it out of the warehouse. So it's, again, creating that visibility so that we really focus and design the systems to point to the demand signals and where the customer is at, and worry a little less about the inventory controls and the physicality of where the inventory is at.
Then there's the other kind of inventory headache, the one where products drop into the black hole, either by sitting in a shopping cart, in the checkout aisle, or sometimes something more nefarious. A shopper might deliberately hide an item.
The other typical challenge we've been running into and trying to work with retailers on is knowing, say, you have 100 types or 100 of those shoes in stock at a location, but not knowing, are they in the back room? Are they out on the floor? Are they in a shopper's cart? So we've been working with them on how do you get visibility just within a store? Because sometimes you're losing sales even within a store because it looks like you have it in stock on the computer in that size, but yet the salesperson can't find it. And so even just helping out kind of that precision inventory control within the store is what we're looking for, technology solutions that can help them do that. RFID is actually one of the areas we are, working with the industry on because we do think the cost has come down enough to where it's getting more pervasive and more affordable to deploy those types of solutions. We're also looking at, on the reader side of things, how do you reduce the cost of those significantly with standard kind of building blocks so that it is very cheap and easy to deploy those because you do need item level tracking. There are, unfortunately, some shoppers who go hide, the amazing toy in the underwear section so that they can come back 5 hours later and find it if they want it. And unfortunately, until the salesperson goes through at the end of the night and cleans up the whole store, that will be invisible to other consumers. And so we're really trying to work with the retailers to say, how do we help you do that? How do we deploy that? And up until now, it's been, again, possible, but with a very elegant, expensive solution. And what we're trying to look at is, since costs have come down, technology is more pervasive now, how do we do that in a very quick and simple fashion? The readers have been very expensive, as well as the integration of those signals and readers into the enterprise equipment and inventory tracking systems. And that's where we think those costs have actually come down now as well.
For Storefront Backtalk Radio, this is Evan Schumann.